don't sing that one quite that high, so I didn't attempt it. That was in the real bluegrass key of G. Interesting thing about that song, it's the first bluegrass song that was ever recorded in Nashville, Tennessee, with Bill Monroe and Mack Wiseman, Can't You Hear Me Calling? Just prior to that, they always had to go to Chicago to record, or maybe Atlanta. And that was the very first bluegrass song that Bill Monroe did in Nashville, or on the very first session anyway. I don't know if it was the first one they did, but anyway, there's some trivial trivia for you. Any requests, tunes, questions? You guys been here for a while just looking for shade? What's that? Taller?
The cello doesn't have the primordial woofiness that the bass does.
Because if I pluck it, it's like... That one kind of sounds bassy, but still, like, if he plays it, it's
like... It also tuned backwards to each other, slightly. The strings go in a different order, I believe. Whereas my high note's a G, and low note's an E, his is actually one set of strings over. So you would have your low note's a C, and your high note's a G?
A.
Well, maybe they're tuned the same.
Well, fiddle is tuned backwards to the bass. And I'm almost a fiddle, so.
Yeah, the next size up. There are, you know, a lot of the classical guys play the big full-size bass, which is a little bit bigger than this and has a deeper body, and they play with a bow, so it has a big, much bigger sound. But this is called a three-quarter. This is just a plywood old K bass, and it's pretty much the standard size. They didn't make any full-size basses that I know of, but basically these were, you know, found in every high school in America, every grade school in America in the 50s and 60s, and so... the size of them is based, I guess, maybe on some scale that the early luthiers had designed for the instruments. But there is a half-size bass, which is smaller. It's bigger than a cello, smaller than a regular-size bass. And actually made a quarter-size bass, too, which is, you know, I guess for up to 10 years old, 12 years old, and then you move to the next one. But.
It seems like anything bigger than that would take two people to operate.
Take two people, and it wouldn't be cost effective for sure in this business. Now, cellos, I don't think, come in any different sizes, do they? They make a half size cello?
Yeah, they do, for little ones. Uh-huh. Actually, I was just teaching at this camp in California, and this little, like, 9-year old girl had a cello, and I played it under my neck. Are you sure you weren't hallucinating? Because I've tried. You know, it's very, very difficult.
I have a question for Sean. How
did you get into
bluegrass?
I played bluegrass guitar before, and I, you know, used to go to some festivals and do some jamming, and I'd always play the cello, and eventually I decided to kind of take the cello there too. The first festival I went to with my cello was Rocky Grass, and it was a pivotal experience, staying up all night jamming on cello, you know, as opposed to like being in a classical music camp where you have to practice all day and it's hard.
What do they do late at night?
Well, they pretty much do what every kid does late at night.
But they don't jam, I guess, or do they?
They don't really know. No. When I was in classical camp, I found people to jam with, but that wasn't the norm. Yeah.
Just kind of stiff.
Most of them are getting drunk to alleviate the pain of having to work so hard.
Probably the stress of teachers and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
In that realm. It's just so laid back here in bluegrass.
Last year,
Oh, my basement blues?
Yeah, do you think you might pull that out?
Yeah, I'll try it. Okay. There's one other question back here.
Yes. Yeah, so I already knew how to, like, make up stuff. in a general format, you know what I'm saying? I had an uncle who was a big-time hippie, and we used to have long electric guitar jams in his garage. And I didn't know it all of the time at the time, but then later I realized, oh, they were all stoned. I wonder why they kept going outside and just stuff. I thought they were talking
to me. We'll try this one. This is called the Basement Blues, and it's in the key of C, Rochelle.